Now, do protests actually work? Some ways they do, and some ways they fall short. They do fall short on politicians. Politicians routinely ignore peaceful protesters. But protests are really great in raising awareness and recruiting. Also, the constant appearances lets the public know which side the majority supports, which has a chilling and silencing effect on the other side. Protests also do work at businesses that want to support the enemy. And here's some examples above. They do get shut down. The methods in which protests do work, expand on. The ways in which protests fail to work, either change tactics or just drop it off, but keep evolving towards results. When protesters seized the massive bridge in Australia, it gained international attention. That worked great. Protesters also started putting chains and padlocks on all Egyptian embassies around the world. Lock them in. Simple and brilliant. Egypt borders Gaza. Why doesn't the government help? Our protests aren't what they used to be, but they also still need to be held up. When protests fade away, we fade away. We will still own the social media battleground, but we don't want to lose public presence and appearances. We will not fade away like the Iraqi war protesters. We're not going to go quietly into the night without a struggle. Protest hard, protest smart, but keep on protesting.